Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, we've actually cut short the intro because we have a lot to talk about today. I'm Sherry Veronica. I have Coco Tiffany Cartier in studio with me. Welcome into the studio, Coco.
Hi, it's good to be here today on a day I know there is a lot to talk about.
Yes.
There's a lot pressing right now to talk about.
Yes. But first, everyone, I deactivated my Facebook account because everyone was in a panic. I wish I knew how to deactivate my email accounts, but everyone is in a panic. They want to know if Naked Departure is coming back. We are going to move to a new server. We are no longer on WordPress. WordPress was very inexpensive, and since Barbadians are not supporting the effort, I, Sherry Veronica, foot the bill for everything that I've been doing with Naked Departure. I was the one who was there for the poor and the unrepresented. I am the one who, I'm fearless, and I push envelopes. I have no problem pushing an envelope. I have no problem bucking the rules. If you have a rule, I don't want to follow it. I am a sovereign being. I am the master of my destiny. You cannot put rules on me and expect me to sit comfortably in those rules. You understand? So when Bajans sit comfortably in slavery, when Bajans sit comfortably in situations, that's you. I'm not a Bajan. I was born there, but I'm not a Bajan. I do not embrace rules. I cannot be controlled and corralled with rules. I will never go on a site and look to see what rules and regulations they have because I don't give a fuck what they say. I don't give a fuck about their rules. I don't give a fuck about their regulations. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I spoke on behalf of Barbadians. There was a platform. I changed my setting recently. I had a different format, and I created a new setting within WordPress. And I think that particular setting, they had more stringent rules than WordPress themselves. So whatever it is, I would have to look for a new server, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not. In the future, I will look for a server that is cheap enough, and I will upload all the files. Up until yesterday, I have every file, every photo, every comment. They're all there. I have them, and two other people have them. And in the future, we'll put it up so that when you put in Naked Departure, all the stories will come up. But for now, it's goodbye for Naked Departure as a blogger. It's goodbye because for me to take it on, it's hours out of the day for me. Stories were coming in that didn't seem correct, didn't seem right, that I was not putting up, and all that going through and trying to decide which is right and which is wrong or which is just trying to sabotage the network. It's just too much for one person. It was just too much. So I know the pedophiles, and I know that the incestuous men, and I know that the criminals are rejoicing, but for the people who are disadvantaged, I can see that they're trying to contact me. I can see that they're asking, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? I'm done with the blogging aspect of Naked Departure. We have a radio program. It's half an hour until Coco smells the coffee and realizes it. There's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can say. We will go on until Coco reaches that point, and then we will be done with the radio program, and we can both go on with our lives because you cannot help a Bajan. And that resonates in me throughout. You cannot help a Bajan unless you are willing to put your money where your blogging is. I cannot help you, and I don't want your money. So when you want to give money to have a blogging platform, you create it, and you collect the money, and you do it for yourselves, because I cannot depend on a Bajan to support an effort that where they're involved and where their future children are involved for the betterment of themselves. You sit too comfortably in slavery for me to expect any different. So as in regards to blogging, goodbye. I have my life back. You you, the pedophiles and the rapists and everyone who wants to sweep those things under the carpet, congratulations. You don't have anyone putting your names and your faces on the internet anymore. Whatever is there will come back. You can rest assured that we will find an area on the internet where we can upload nakeddepartures.com, and it won't be too expensive, and I'll probably have to tweet it and delete some things, but it will be back up. But I will not be blogging. I will not be an avenue for any barbarian to go through to blog and to tell their stories. If you want to send an email to nakeddepartures@gmail.com, I can speak about it on the radio, which is half an hour. I can give that much time, half an hour. But as far as my whole day being taken up with blogging, goodbye. I wish you all the best in Barbados. And we will continue with the half an hour radio show when Coco is available and until Coco smells the coffee, because if she goes through the shows, she'll see that every subject has been covered. What is going to happen is it's going to be a repeat. It's going to be a repeat because we're going to cover everything and there's nothing else to say. It's just a matter of Barbadians standing up. You need to stand up. You need to think about your children. And you need to stand up and make a better world for yourself.
Well, I think, I want to congratulate you for taking a stand where you just kind of realize you can't help them. I'm not saying this to be demonstrative or to bring on Barbadians, but it is something within them that seems like they don't like help. I don't know the type of Africans that came, because I'm not really a historical person. But I believe that in Barbados, we get the most peaceful slaves that had ever crossed the Atlantic, to be honest. Because we could get the slaves that went to Jamaica, because the Jamaicans don't stand for foolishness. They riot when they need to riot. They stand up. They have a voice. They state their opinions. They are not afraid to hold demonstrations. Well, I can tell one of this. We ain't get none of them motherfucking slaves. We get the slaves that are licking the boat, coming across, eating the garbage. I don't know what type of slaves we get, but that's enough to sip on that. What I want to say also, too, is since you have covered so many topics, I think the new format for the show would just be simple. You're writing your story to Naked Departure. Your story would be the story and the issue of the day.
Exactly.
So there's still the voice there. You can't, as much as people... and bloggers, because my thing is with the whole scenario is that all these people sitting and rejoicing that a site get taken down, but there is a rapist so rampant, still walking about Barbados, still drinking as much as they want to drink, you understand, still getting up going to a 9-to-5 when the weekdays come, still driving a car that want fixing, and all of a sudden he or she has become the hero to all of these corrupt infidels. You have a rapist as your role model, as your guardian light. But I will have enough said on that and that individual. Because my thing about the whole scenario is, if I personally don't motherfucking like you, Sherry, if I personally don't like motherfucking Naked Departure, there ain't no way I'm going to take my time and come on Naked Departure when the day's come. I don't even want nobody to mention the word Naked Departure to me. That's just like when I don't like somebody, my friends will never, ever call me to say, oh, you know what happened to this buddy? Because my friends know me. Because my friends know I will put them the motherfucking phone in their ears and I will put them on a little band. Because if you do not bring anything to my life, why should I care what you do? What you do is insignificant to me. I mean, even Terrence Holder, oh my God. Like, Terrence was just like, every day he would put up a post, oh, he has nothing more to say about Coco. Next 5 minutes, bam, he has a big write-up on me. Oh, I am done with this Coco. Coco's a gutter slap, bam. The next minute, Terrence Holder has something to post about me. Terrence, I am of no concern to you, as I have told you many a time. You, the other person, and Allison, Like, just get a life. Like, I don't care. My Instagram is not a blog. I am not a blogger. My Instagram is about my personal life. My life seems to have some sort of fascination to a lot of people. I don't know if it's because I am educated. I don't know if it is because I don't hide my mouth. I don't know if it's because my mouth is toxic when I'm ready to curse someone. I don't know if it is because I am a transsexual. And Terrence, to you, transsexual, because you don't have much common sense. It's not intelligence. You understand, you're that little rat hole, you're living in Bathsheba. But being a transsexual does not mean having the breasts already are having a sexual reassignment surgery. Transsexualism is when you believe that you have been born in the wrong body, when you don't relate to the body you have been born in. You need to Google that, because obviously you don't have the intellectual level or capability to know what a transsexual is. So when I call myself a shemale or a transsexual, it is more than just the physical attributes that people look at. You need to educate yourself on that particular issue. But as I'm going back now, I don't understand. If you don't care, if you don't, like, on my personal Instagram, there are so many haters that when they put up something, they report and report and report until Instagram take down the post. If you don't like me, and my followers and my true Coco Lambs know this, and I say all the time, if you don't like me, you don't give a fuck about me, you think I'm the most disgusting thing in the earth, why the fuck are you on my Instagram?
Exactly.
And I'm going to talk so nice and professional to you on this part now. Why the fuck are you on my Instagram?
Exactly.
What does my Instagram do that you have to sit down just to wait to Coco Tiffany Cartier posted something to press the
to
report button?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Is it that important?
Yeah.
Is it really that important? Is what I do really that important?
Exactly.
Am I really that relevant?
That's why the first thing I did was deactivate my Facebook account, because I know my Facebook had just as much followers as I had friends. So I'm not, for me, it's showing people I'm not interested in your life. I'm not interested in your life. What I was doing is I had a story to tell, and I invited people to tell their stories, because people are thinking that Bajans are the nicest people on earth when there's a pedophile in every home, on every corner, in every school, on every job. We know that it's a slimy, slimy place, and that was my goal. I think that we have covered every subject on NakedDeparture.com, and rest assured, the files will be back online for everyone to see in the future. I'm not gonna tell you. One day somebody's just gonna look up Naked Departure, and it'll pop right up. Pop, it's gonna pop right back up. But there won't be any.
Before we go into the show, Veronica, go into the show, because I think we need to get into the show today, what I'm going to address now quickly is how Omar Watson had claimed on his blog, you bullied him, you cyber bullied him. Omar had the world to say about me. Omar fabricated so many stories of me. He said I was an avid cocaine user, drug user. He said all these things about me. Omar knows absolutely nothing about me other than he wanted to fuck me. That's the only thing Omar Watson knew about me. How can someone who has been so vile to an individual, and I'm not even going to call him in because I don't do pity, like Omar, like you looking for brownie punks now, that all of a sudden, because you claim that in your bullet voice, that you're going to run me off of social media and you're going to done my career, all these things that straight heterosexual men do not say. And all of a sudden now, you panties in a bundle, the period pains just dropping, your menstrual cycles out of control, the Voltaren tablets ain't helping you, and all of a sudden now, you have been cyberbullied. Give me a motherfucking break. This is the thing about business. Business is saluting you. But the vile things you said, even, look, Veronica, let's get to the motherfucking show, because I think we've given them even more time than they deserved. And I'm not
exactly
even giving them more time. No,
oh, okay, and another thing, Omar Watson had nothing to do with Naked Departure not being on WordPress. WordPress, as I have seen in my inbox, got hundreds of reports almost every day. I mean,
Girl, let's get let God's pick is Sunday. Let me share some tea. I don't even think we're talking about the show today either.
No, but wait a minute. I just want people to know that Nick departure on WordPress was, I mean, and the hits we were getting, WordPress wanted me to go into a different venue because of the hits. We were getting sometimes a million hits a day. No blogging site can get that for the cheap price that I was getting on WordPress, and they were trying to coerce me to take it out from where I am, upgrade. And I'm saying, but if I upgrade, that's more money. And I wasn't going to upgrade because no one in Barbados was paying me, sending in any money to me. So I was not going to upgrade that site because there were so many hits on their server. They were getting pummeled with complaints and hits. So they did what's best for them. It had nothing to do with it.
Well, between me, I've seen emails that you have sent me that WordPress has sent you to change the server you was using with them. But this is what I can say. I think for once you need to drop somebody's anonymity. Who was the individual sending you all more stories about Barbadians and sending you all the sex videos going on and sending you the stories on pedophiles? Who was that individual?
I
had some screenshots to post of the particular individual.
I asked you not to post them. Leave that. One second.
All of a sudden, you cyber bully them.
No. It was Omar Watson that used to send me all the underage girls having sex. He sent me a school girl with a big penis in her mouth. It was Omar Watson that sent me things. I am not on Instagram, so it was him. It was him sending me all the underage sex stuff that was going on in Barbados. And the reason that I stopped getting them, and as you can see, there was not much more reporting on underage sex and that kind of stuff, because Omar, I had blocked him. So I stopped getting all that information. But most of my information on the sex and the griminess that's going on in Barbados came from Omar. He has a whole, if the police were to search his phone, he would have underage, it's called pornography, underage children having sex on his devices. That's where I was getting them from, Omar Watson. So when
if sometime this week, I will post a couple of these screenshots.
Don't do it. He's not worth it.
Your emails that showed Omar Watson was the individual sending you these same, because he said that you report a lot of pornography.
But I got them from him. I got them from him.
Realize these things. When we as individuals come under attack from people, we don't come under attack from people that just do not like us. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
We come from under attack from people who used to be your friends.
Who are the perpetrators?
Who used to be your man's supporters.
Yes.
And just because you've decided not to cut ties with them, they go to...
Exactly.
They are like savages. I have proven on my Instagram, and I don't think I had told you, I proved on my Instagram to show Barbadians why Allison, and I knew Allison for years, why Allison turned against me. I put up showing people how Allison claimed she was never a whore or a stripper. Allison sent me an email in 2009 April to say, "Hi Antonio, I want to know how you're doing. I haven't heard you in a long time. This is your friend, the farmer, stripper, / whore, and I've got a job at Columbia Emeralds now selling jewelry. Look how I have come up." People would like to say that I was telling lies. Allison said she was never a stripper or a whore. She was a bartender. And I proved in that screenshot what Allison said to me. And people are going to say, I met that. I never met that because I don't even use Facebook no more. According to a girl on Instagram, Coco, you went in the archives. I had to go in the archives. I don't use Facebook because I'm not looking for friends.
Yeah.
I have enough natural friends that I just pick up the phone, I call, I go and eat, and we go shopping together. I don't need 10,000 Facebook friends. Then I told you the story about when me and my friend rescued Allison Bain from a guy named Nick that lived in Silver Sands that used to abuse her, beat her. He met, she teach so quickly he cuffed her in her face. I posted the screenshot that showed I asking her, Allison, and this now was in 2010 May, that this other conversation, because I wasn't even speaking to the girl, it showed no conversation from 1 year to the next, that I asked her, Allison, so you finally done with Nick? And she said, yes, he has moved on. I have never, ever had a lie to tell on an individual because I always know I have facts and evidence to back up my claims. Then I had one of my first Instagram accounts, which had 10,000 people, not the one that had 15,000 followers, 10,000 followers, Omar Watson, and anybody can tell you all of my sex, not sex pictures, but my pictures and me in scantily clad clothing. Omar Watson used to be the first individual to like those pictures. Whenever Omar Watson sees me in Max's role, and I get on my Jeep, because I always used to park my Jeep by Pizza Mazda, and I will walk and come down the middle of the road strutting like Naomi Campbell. Omar Watson, Coco, what's going on? Yes, Coco, you're not too sweet. Omar Watson, a heterosexual man, used to love to see me. Do not care what medium it was. Do not care if he saw me in person. Omar Watson has been in a constant, he has been living in a constant fascination of me. He is obsessed with the Coco. And I have never once looked, even a time in Baxter's world, he asked me if I would like a drink, and I had said, no, thank you. Because I went to Pinkstar with my money to buy a bread. I didn't wait to buy no red bread, according to him, because anybody who's working Pinkstar know that I love a next. I went to buy next, and I went to buy cake. Omar is living in denial. I would like Omar to at least, but I don't expect the truth to ever come out of Omar's mouth, because all of a sudden, Omar, something in Omar's past came to haunt him. The rooster came to lay the egg. The egg had cracked. To explain is to expose. And when someone is exposed for the fun, nasty things that they have done, they are like a chicken with a head cut loose. They are will do anything. Anything. Listen to me. Many stories on your site have been posted about me. Some of them true. Some of them false. And I have never, ever had to go on an outrage about you. Lies do not bother me. Lies do not bother me. The truth does not bother me. But for some individuals, the truth bothers them. Lies don't bother them. I see somebody put in a story about him and a woman, and I didn't hear no uproar from him. Them stories didn't bother him. He claimed those stories, lies didn't bother him. But a story resonating in the deepest part of Omar's heart, where his memories were rekindled to things of his past, to the doings of his past. Then those things came out. Omar was in a tizzy. Omar Watson knew not what to do. And bitches must realize these things. I don't mind people seeing, oh, this buddy telling lies and this story, and I have had it. You should have had it from the time there was ever one story about you, but it never, never bothered you.
Right.
Until the truth came out.
Exactly.
And when the truth hit him, he went on a vicious campaign. The man who used to say, you, I have the emails, I have the screenshots. Omar used to send you these things. But because you posted a story about him, because you have blocked Omar.
person is a slut, a whore, and a fraud. I don't know much about Tara's blogging capabilities, but I want the people to know. And this show was to be about something else, but this show is dedicated to him because he liked to listen to the show. Omar is a bloody fucking fraud. And you must realize when you are dealing with frauds, you cannot support somebody for doing things that they're playing down people for doing on them. Omar does not talk about himself. Omar loves to talk about people. So how dare Omar get offended if somebody talks about him? I don't give a fuck, Veronica, if somebody talks about me. You know, I don't give a fuck. I'm already, I just abuse people. Very people curse me. And people just put it. Yes, Coco get cursed. I don't give a fuck if somebody curse me. I just curse people too.
Exactly.
I don't care if somebody posts something about me. If you got to trouble me, I can post about you too. Them things don't bother me. But I don't have to run reporting nobody. There was a girl, meaning she had it all, and she posted things about me and my family, and I didn't run no way reporting her post because I did not care what she put up about me, because as soon as she put up something about me, I put back something about she. Dead things don't bother me. But then you have struck the card. Then you have hit the nail on its head. And what maybe had happened was when certain stories came out, people that knew his nastiness started to associate themselves with him. For years, people who would have been with him would have disassociated themselves with him. And he could not handle that. Continue, Veronica, because my blood is hot now.
Well, like I said, Naked Departure will, in the future, be back online. I am no longer a blogger on behalf of Barbadians. I am no longer blogging on what I wanted to blog about with regards to myself. It's out there. It's written down in books. I like diaries, so I was using the internet and social media as a diary. Now my diaries will be back under my bed, under my pillow, and I am taking my life back. I'm taking my life back. So I don't know how to close down. How do you close down Facebook forever and ever and ever? Because I've deactivated it.
I don't use it.
Oh. Because I've deactivated the account, and sometimes you deactivate an account and it pops back up again. So I'll keep an eye on that. I have to figure out how to
maybe
totally.
Maybe someone can write in and tell you how to completely.
Yeah.
The
cut that cord, cut that navel string, yeah, cut that. I want to get rid of that particular platform because, like I said, what people are saying about me, I don't need to see, I don't need to hear, I don't care. It's a window. There's a window of opportunity, and when one window closes, another opens. There's another phase. You know, we head into another phase, and goodbye to social media as such. We will continue this radio show until you, Coco, realizes that it's looping. There's only so much you can talk about. And always remember that anyone that sits comfortably in slavery, you cannot help. You cannot help them. Coco?
That is true. That is very true. A lot of them are very comfortable in it. You can't help them. You can't help people that are comfortable in this slave mentality, in the slave doings. You cannot help them. There is no way. There is no possible way in heaven or in hell to help those individuals. You cannot help them. What I would implore and encourage Barbadians to do is think for yourself. Do not let Sherry Veronica or Naked Departure be your voice of reasoning. Do not let me, Coco, be your voice of reasoning. Think for yourself. Analyze situations. Realize that we live in a real world with real people. This is what you need to do. We don't. As I keep saying, we do not live in a microcosm. or do not exist within ourselves.
We have a half a minute. We have a half a minute left, yeah. What I would like to say is there's a pedophile in every home. There's a pedophile on every corner. Keep an eye on your girl children. Do not use them to make money, a light bill, to pay a water bill. You know, treasure your children. Treasure your young females. Treasure the young males. If you cannot afford a child, you should consider not having children. I thank you. Happy Sunday. Is there anything you want to say, Coco? The show is over. Oh, I guess you didn't want to say anything. Goodbye. Have a nice Sunday.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.